Hello everyone. This is a long overdue update, really. I haven't done an audio post for nearly a week. No particular reason. My sleeping pattern has been really awful and I haven't really felt like talking much. I think it's getting to the point where it's going to be at night again soon. So hopefully I'll feel a bit more normal. I had a message from someone who was wondering what happened, how I got on at the hospital last week, because I never followed it up. Because actually I did record a post, I recorded Obi and I going to the hospital on the train and walking up to the hospital. Something I hadn't done for a couple of years, the walking there. And but when I came home, I hadn't locked my screen and I must have accidentally hit close on the audio screen, and then it came up delete post, and I was trying to move some bags of shopping, a load of stuff that Obi had bought at the African market on the worktop, and I accidentally hit delete. I was a bit pissed off, to tell you the truth, and I just couldn't be bothered to go through it all again. But anyway, the long and short of it is, just to recap, I went to the hospital last week and they said I had to treat it as an emergency because my tube cap had come off the night before, and it means that there could have been some contamination could have occurred to my inside. So, and I had to change the outside part of my line, not the bit that's inside me, but it comes out about 8 inches and it joins, it's screwed on to another one. They had to change that. They can't take the inside one out, of course, because you have to have it done under a local anaesthetic, and that's a bit drastic. So they just take the end one off, clean the join with some very highly, very strong antibacterial cleansing stuff. But when they drained the fluid out that was inside me, it was clear. So they just put one lot of antibiotics into the bag they drained in, which I had to leave in for 6 hours. They didn't need to take any samples for the lab because there were no white blood cells in the fluid. And I didn't need oral antibiotics or a double dose, the one that where you have to keep going back every 5 days. So that was basically it. There was a bit of a discrepancy because I didn't get transport up there because I couldn't. And there was a bit of hoo-ha about whether they would then bring me home, but we managed to get round that because Obi had to go off and do other stuff because it was his day off and he had all these things to do. And I actually called him back home to escort me to the hospital because there was no other way of getting there save calling 999, which I didn't really want to do. In other news, there actually really isn't any. It's very autumnal, the weather. It's cold at night. It's been sunny in the day. All the animals are fine. Connor's at his girlfriend's. He has been home. Ronan's out with somebody this evening, although he's on his way home now. Obi's on a training course down in Hove, so he has to travel down to Brighton Hove every morning, which is quite a long way. He's home now, but that's just for this week. And apart from that, I haven't really been doing anything much. It's been pretty boring. When he was coming home tonight, part of the journey is on the tram in Croydon. He has to go from East Croydon Station to Beckenham Junction on the tram and then get a train to Orpington from there. But he recorded this man. He thought he was a rapper. He was a would-be rapper, but he was kind of drunk. He had a can in his hand, and I'd love to put it on here, but I'm not sure that it's really ethical to do so. I'd love to just record it off his phone. I was in stitches over some of it, the things he was coming out with, and there was a lot of bad language, but I would have put a warning for that. But the reason I didn't is I think he might have some kind of mental health issue going on. I don't know. He doesn't sound very stable, and in one way, it's funny, you know, if you listen to it at face value, it's very funny. And I think he's a bit of an exhibitionist, a bit of a show-off. And so in one way, I don't think he'd care if anyone put it on public because, you know, he was doing it in public. And he knew the kids, school kids were laughing because he was going on about chicken and chips. I can smell chicken and chips. I want chicken and chips. Where I come from, he was saying, refugees, this country is full of refugees. Look, the bus is packed, the bus is packed, the tram is packed. They've all got to go back. And he was trying to make it rhyme. And it was very funny, but on another level, it was actually quite sad because, you know, I just wonder what kind of life he has. And, you know, is he on some kind of substance or I don't know, you know, I wouldn't like to say or cast aspersions, but, you know, he seemed harmless, but the language was pretty bad at times. Anyway, I think I'm going to upload this because I haven't really got any other news. I will try and do some more regular posts. I've got a lot to catch up on. I haven't really been listening to many either, to be honest, because my sleeping's so bad that I tend to just put a book on and listen to it. And whereas if with audiobooks, if I listen to them, that they stop and then I have to go and find another one I want to listen to. But this I can do. I know you can set it to play a load if you want to, but I actually don't want to miss them. So if I do happen to fall asleep, then I've got to go back through them and find them all again. Excuse me, I will try and catch up over the next few days. I mean, obviously, I can't listen to everything, but I'll do my best to catch up with some of the ones, especially the ones I particularly enjoy. Unfortunately, when I go through a phase of not listening to anything much, I probably miss some good stuff, really. I was so fed up that I deleted my thing of us going to the hospital. And then I did a direct message to someone that evening telling them what happened at the hospital. And I couldn't upload that. It was one of those things where it just keeps on going round and round. It goes to 100% and then it goes 0%, 2% and all that. And it went on for hours in the end. And then I did another message following that to the same person, but I had to delete them both because the first one wouldn't upload, and without the first one, the second one didn't make any sense. So I think I just got a bit fed up with Audioboo. I think the app now is really unstable. The iOS 9 update didn't help with any of the issues I've had in iOS 9. Which are things like, I don't know if anyone else has experienced this, but when you answer a call, if you've got vibrate turned on as well as the ringtone, when you answer it, the vibrating goes on after the call has been answered. So if you put it up to your ear, it's actually pretty unpleasant. It just goes one, what else haven't they sorted out? They haven't really sorted out the issue that I get, which is that Audible keeps starting up when you don't want it to. It starts up when you, and this all happened since I did iOS 9. It's not to do with any updates of the various apps, definitely. If you get a call and you're listening to Audible, then it'll automatically come back on when you could disconnect the call. But I get it where often it'll just start up even if I haven't been listening to it. Even if the apps, if I've closed the app in the app switcher, that's really annoying. I found out now that what you can do is if you're on the phone, if you come off of a call and it starts up, you can't double tap to stop it either. You have to come away from the phone screen, then double tap it, and then it will stop. Sometimes I get this weird music come on. I don't know where it comes from. It's nothing that I've got on here. It'll suddenly just start playing. I have no idea where that comes from. There's some really freaky things happening. Like a couple of times, one day I kept opening my phone. I wanted to go on, you know, double tapping the phone to make a call, and I end up having to close the phone app because every time I double tap the phone, my emails came up instead. And it didn't just happen once. I thought I'd hit the wrong thing the first time, but no, I did it about four times. Every time I double tapped on the phone, my email accounts all came up. So that's really messed up. I've had some really annoying things happening. Really, there's something broken in Facebook, but that is a Facebook issue. I think it's where VoiceOver doesn't work. To do how you're feeling and all that. But This is an audio boo, since the audio boom, I should say, is really messed up since the updates, and the iOS and the update didn't fix it either. It's very laggy. I'm sure other people have noticed this. It does some really weird things as well. Like tonight, I was listening to a message, and it was an hour long message, or nearly an hour, and I'd got like 35 minutes through it. And all of a sudden it stopped. And I thought, oh, the internet's gone down, or I don't know. I just thought, and then I looked at the bottom and I couldn't understand why it said, I've only got 15 minutes left, because I just looked and it had said I had 25 minutes left. And then I realised the title, it had gone on to something completely different. It wasn't anyone I follow or anything like that. It was something about horse racing. I don't think it was anything I follow. I think it was from trending or something like that. And it wasn't even playing. It was saying pause like it was playing, but it wasn't. So it had flipped onto that somehow. I get all sorts of strange things happening like that with it now. And, you know, when you pause recording, it just takes a while for it to come back. And like tonight, I was in the middle of recording something. I was recording a direct message, and then Obi called me when he was on his way home. And then so... you don't have a chance to pause recording. Obviously, it pauses it, but it doesn't just pause the recording. You used to be able to go back to the screen and your message would still be there. Now it closes the app. So first of all, you have to come out of the phone screen. You find Audio Boom. You go on that. Then you've got to go completely through all the rigmarole of going on toggle menu, account, messages. Then I had to go on drafts. And then I had to open the draft, and then it took ages to open. You know, it's getting on my nerves a bit. Actually, it's one of the reasons I haven't really done it, apart from the fact that there hasn't been a lot going on. It's just there's lots of annoying things happening with it. And they've taken, and especially things like when the message won't upload, because they've taken away, they did bring in for a while, accounts cancel download feature. So you could cancel the download, and if you really wanted to, you could actually record it onto another device, or you could try uploading it again and see if it worked, which sometimes it did. But now you can't do that. So if it doesn't upload, you've lost it, because it just... I wonder what that was, and it's a phone on the TV downstairs. You know, once it's gone, it's gone. I mean, once you can't upload it, you can't open it, you can't do anything with it except delete it. It seems to be that the slightest changes in iOS or anything like that seem to upset Audio Boom. It's a pretty unstable app. None of the others seem to be so badly affected. Not any of the ones I use, anyway. I wish they'd stabilise it. I think this is the worst it's been for a while. It was, even the most recent update, it was okay. Until I did iOS 9, and then everything seemed to go out the window. Oh, and that was the other thing. When I disconnected from the phone, you know, the clicks on the screen, you know, it clicks as you go through the items. That had gone, so before I did anything, when I came off the phone, my clicks had gone. So I had to close VoiceOver, turn VoiceOver off, turn it back on, then go to Audio Boom, reopen Audio Boom. It's such a palaver just for something that should be the click of a button, resume recording. But anyway, that's enough of my complaints. I hope they'll bring out some updates and fixes for these annoying things. I think the phone has been a bit better, the actual keyboard on the phone. Not keyboard, you know what I mean? The number pad, because that was another thing that certainly in iOS 8 was really messed up. It'd freeze and throw you out. You had to come out the app and you didn't know if it'd put the numbers in, and you type one number and then the screen would go laggy and it was crap. But that I think is a bit better now. Well, that's been my experience, but I wish they'd sort out that. Well, it's just little things really. And, you know, and the dictation, I think, is a bit better now. But I've noticed if you dictate since iOS 9, it's very slow to tell you what you've put in, much slower than it used to be. And sometimes it does this really disconcerting thing of actually repeating what you're saying as you say it, which is quite off-putting at times. I think the editing, I had trouble editing when I first updated to iOS 9. It wouldn't read out what you deleted. It wouldn't read out words. That seems to be okay now. I haven't had any further problems with that. So I suppose they have fixed a few things, but I just wish they'd fix a few more. Shut up. Anyway, I'll speak to you all soon.